Welcome to Near Death Dolls. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Paige.
And we are hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other Virginia-y shit.
Virginia-y, you say.
And West Virginia-y.
All the Virginias wrapped into one.
All the Virginias, that's right.
Thank you for joining us, guys. We've got some amazeball urban legends for you. But first, we'd like to thank our newest Patreon.
Yes, a big and oh so appreciative thank you to Mel, who can be found on Instagram as Mel3791. I love looking at her pictures, especially of her doggos, who are so cute.
Oh my god, dogs? Of course, they are the best.
I'm really obsessing over dogs right now. I've been on TikTok just looking at doggy videos. Like, I'm obsessed with watching dog groomers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when I was looking at her pictures earlier, I'm like, oh, doggies!
Thanks for being a friend of the podcast, Mel. And if you want to join us on the Dark Dolly side, like Mel has done, head on over to our Patreon to get the awesome bonus content.
Mm-hmm. And that can be found, I believe, in our Instagram bio, or you can go to www.patreon.com/neardeathdollspodcast. Now, let's wiggle on over to some urban legends. What do you think about that, Paige?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wobble. So, quick funny story. Paige picked Virginia as her state, and thinking about it, I don't know why, just a few days later, I'm like, I'll do West Virginia, and I totally forgot Paige was doing Virginia. So I started looking up my topic. I wrote out the whole story shebang, everything I thought of it, and then I was looking for one last little detail and realized it was a Virginia urban legend, not a West Virginia necessarily urban legend.
Trying to get in on my territory.
I was trying to get like scooch on in to wiggle on over to Paige's territory in Virginia when I should have stayed in West Virginia. So I had to redo it. I found a great, great urban legend. I'm so excited. Let me tell you some fun facts about West Virginia.
Let's learn more about it.
A little bit. Here we go. West Virginia is considered the southernmost northern state and the northernmost southern state.
Okay.
Based on where it's located, I guess. That's kind of funny, kind of weird. I mean, I guess it's right there in the middle. So behind a hidden wall beneath the Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, there is a secret bunker designed to house the U.S. Congress for 40 days in the event of a nuclear war.
Whoa, that's crazy. I guess they're set up then.
And I like how it's called a secret bunker when there's like pictures of it. I'm like, it's not so secret, is it? If we know exactly where it's located in the resort.
And why it's there and who's going to use it. And
yes. So, maybe not so secret.
Not very good at keeping secrets, I guess.
No, not at all. It is perfectly legal for a man to beat his wife as long as it occurs both on a Sunday and on the steps of a courthouse. How? I don't. Maybe this is an old one, but fuck, what?
Why? Like, it's okay as long as you do it where we can see you. No, I don't think that makes it okay.
What? I would think of all days you should avoid beating your wife on a Sunday.
True.
And if you're going to do it, don't do it in full view of the law.
Still crazy. Can a woman beat the man on the steps too?
I don't know. I would like to think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Equality is all I'm asking.
Maybe we just don't beat people. How about that?
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine too.
Okay. And lastly, Paige.
Lisa.
Question. What is the state animal of West Virginia?
Uh-oh. Is it the Mothman?
False. Black bear.
Oh, a bear. Like a teddy bear.
I was trying to pull a Office reference there. I think it was missed, though. It's okay.
It was missed.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. You've heard of that part, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that episode. I just didn't remember the black bear part. That's great.
So, yes, the black bear is the state animal of West Virginia. So I was like, oh, my God, that make the perfect, like, Office reference. It was lost on you, Paige.
I know. Kidding. It's totally lost on me. It's been a long time since I used to binge that show.
Okay. It's leaving Netflix, so I've been binging it. I've been binging it.
Binging.
Because I'm stuffed up and I'm binging.
It's a good time to binge.
Binge and bitch at the same time.
Ooh, bitchy binging. Okay, I feel like bitchy I do binging. That a lot. Damn.
These days? Yes, absolutely. So how about I tell you the urban legend?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, so this is the legend of Screaming Jenny.
Ooh, I like it already.
So this is a wild one. It takes place in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, back around the mid-1800s.
Ooh, okay.
Throwback.
Yeah.
There was a poor woman. Her name was Jenny, and she lived out by the train tracks in an old shed all alone.
Oh, so that's why she's screaming, because she's poor. That's what I do, too.
Ah! I mean, not quite, but sure, yeah. I'm poor too, but I don't scream, I bidge.
Modern day screaming.
Modern day screaming is bidging. All right, so because she was poor, many in the town kind of avoided her as if her situation would rub off on them, you know?
That curse of the poorness.
The curse of the poorness. I should have no friends at this point.
I know, right? It's like, don't touch me, I'm poor.
So she tried to take odd jobs here and there, whenever someone would pity her enough to help her out, to give her a job. But sadly, it wasn't very often. Many a cold night, Jenny would bundle up in her shed that she called home and light a fire to attempt some warmth. But one night, she lit her tiny fire and she was making a meager little soup for her dinner. She sat too close to the fire and her skirt began going up in flames.
No!
Yes, that's what she said. She tried pouring what was left of her soup on the skirt that was on fire, but it didn't help, and she panicked. Jenny rushed out of the shed and wasn't paying attention to where she was. She just knew she had to put out the fire. The flames became greater until she was a complete consumed ball of fire. She stumbled onto the train tracks, flailing, screaming, and in seconds, never hearing it coming, she was struck by a train.
Oh my god, poor fucking Jenny, trying to live her life.
She's trying to have some soup and keep warm.
And her skirts are probably made of flammable material, like they were back then.
I'm sure they were. So the conductor of the train had seen her, but there was no possible way he could have stopped in time. He was so upset. He said the memory would forever be burned in his mind. And even more, he moved away to another town for a little while because he just couldn't handle the trauma that he had experienced seeing the train hit burning Screaming Jenny.
What a sweet guy.
So a few years later, he moved back to the area and began working as a conductor again. He and one of his men were at the front of the train headed down the same tracks where Jenny was killed. All of a sudden, his workers shouted, "Stop! We need to stop!" And the conductor looked out in front, and in the darkness was a ball of fire, a person engulfed in flames on the track.
Oh my god.
They couldn't stop in time, and they barreled right through. And when they finally came to a stop, the conductor said other men to go observe the carnage, as he couldn't bring himself to do it. The men came back and said they found nothing. No body parts, no blood, no evidence of any person having been there. And as the conductor breathed many a sigh of relief, he realized it had been 7 years to the day that Jenny had been killed by his train.
Oh my god. So she's coming back. She's like, bitch, I'm still here.
I'm on fire.
Somebody put me out.
So for many years to come, conductors say they see a burning ball of fire out on the tracks in the pitch black of night, the ghost of Screaming Jenny.
Holy cannoli, Lisa. That's a crazy urban legend.
I apparently have a thing for like train stories. It was this one and then the Hookerman lights. And I think it's interesting that the Hookerman lights, you remember there was like the glowing light on the tracks, and now here's another essentially glowing light on tracks, although it's fire this time, but still interesting, right?
They might have misinterpreted what they saw, and it could be the same phenomenon as the other legend you covered. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, another train track story with like spook a lights. Glowing light?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, but I mean, I think that's, I found this to be a pretty cool like urban legend, and apparently on the anniversary of her death, they see her screaming and flailing on fire.
That is a cool urban legend, definitely. Poor Jenny, but, you know, that was a long time ago.
Poor Jenny.
I do have a little tidbit about that story. When I went to school in Huntsville at Sam Houston State University, there is a tiny little historical section which has houses and, I don't know, just areas that Sam Houston, the Texas figure, you know, of history.
I'm familiar. I'm from here.
you know. I don't know if anyone else does. If you've ever seen the Alamo, the more recent Alamo with, what's his name?
Are you talking about the movie, not the actual Alamo? I'm like, correct. There's a newer Alamo? When did this
happen?
There's
a new one.
No. I haven't seen it or heard of it, Paige. Okay, you're talking about a movie. Okay.
Yes. Yes, okay. With Billy Bob Thornton as Crockett.
As who?
Crockett.
What was his first name?
I don't remember.
I thought you said Johnny Crockett.
Oh, no, I said just Crockett because I was like, what's his other name? I don't remember. Do you remember?
Davy Crockett.
Thank you, Davy Crockett. Okay.
I thought you said Johnny Crockett. I'm like, who the hell is Johnny? Johnny Crockett?
Oh, no, I didn't even attempt the first name. I was like, you know, Crockett.
Oh, FYI, Johnny Crockett was also a football running back and an American politician. Not the same guys. These are all different guys.
Did you look that up or did you know that?
I just literally looked it up.
Okay, woo, I was like, damn, you know a lot.
I know all the Crocketts. I'm about the Crocketts, okay?
You're like, I'm a big fan of the Crockett name.
Maybe okay, a distant relationship. Okay, anyways, go ahead, please.
In that movie, if you see that movie with Billy Bob Thornton in it, Sam Houston is played by Dennis Quaid. So, I don't know if that'll help.
Really? Anybody. Did he get chubby with some chops?
I think he did put some chops on. I don't think he was chubby. He was distinguished with, like, all his wrinkles and, you know, whatever. But Sam Houston State University has, like, some houses on campus that he used to live in or whatever. It's like a little historical village that you can tour. And I took the tour for one of my classes, and I think my teacher was the one giving the tour because he knew a lot about Sam Houston. Well, in one of the houses, it has like a recreation of a kitchen. And there's a hole in the middle of the kitchen. And he said, that's where the fire was. Now imagine being a woman cooking in the kitchen with your big old hoop skirt on. You know, it's basically flammable material. And you're that close and the fire's in the ground and you're walking around it trying not to get your skirt caught on fire.
I would be cooking in my panties.
I would take that fucking skirt off. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to die.
from I'd be cooking in my pantaloons.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bloomers.
And plus, it's hot. It's Texas.
Yeah, air out your bloomers, baby.
Air it out. So, yeah, he was saying that was a common cause of death back then because ladies' skirts would catch on fire and they'd die and literally, like, cook inside of their fucking ridiculous outfits.
They'd die. How menacing.
They would die. Or put the fire out.
So, Paige, why don't we take it on over to Virginia, where you have an urban legend that I actually wrote out and then had to delete.
Yes. This is not the one that Lisa wrote out, although I wish she had saved it because it would be cool to, like, compare notes. But the urban legend that I picked from Virginia is the legend of the Bunny Man.
Like Easter Bunny?
Like the Easter Bunny. Yeah. No. Unfortunately, no. Actually, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever seen a grown man in a bunny suit in October? Because I sure haven't.
Yeah.
When did you see a grown man in a bunny suit?
In October? Halloween. Creepers. Furries.
I guess so.
Furry conventions.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That's a good point. Anyway, I would have said outside of Easter. I hadn't seen any, but you're right. Maybe I have. But anyway, that's what we have for today. The story of the Bunny Man. He is from Fairfax County, Virginia. And there is a way that we can go find him if it were on Halloween. Because it's got to be Halloween night.
Do you lay out Easter eggs?
No.
Do you leave little carrots? Do you leave little carrots hanging around?
You leave out dead rabbits. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, I don't remember this part of the story.
I know, right? No. How you find the Bunny Man is, first, like I said, has to be Halloween night. Secondly, you have to go to the Colchester Overpass, which is a bridge outside of Clifton, Virginia. And once you're there, you say Bunny Man three times to make him appear Beetlejuice style.
Is it Bloody Mary style too?
Bloody Mary, Candyman. There's lots of these guys. But I prefer Beetlejuice if we're going with preference.
Maybe carrot juice.
Carrot juice? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carrot juice. Oh my god, there's an evil bunny in here!
You got the bunny man! Put him on! We want to interview him!
Well, hello! I'm Bunny Man Boingy Boingy. There you go. I'm cutting that out. That was stupid.
I liked it. I think you should leave it in.
All right.
But unlike Beetlejuice or the Candyman, this guy shows up in a full white bunny costume with the big ears and everything. And he is not a pleasant fellow, according to legend. There's a lot of legends that say the kind of things he'll do to you if you go to this bridge on Halloween night. Mm-hmm. Here's two of the more popular MOs that he's got. One, he might throw hatchets at you. So that's fun.
Yeah, you can do that at a lot of bars now. They got the drinking and throwing the hatchets.
Really? I've heard of axe throwing. I didn't realize it was at bars now.
Oh yeah, they make the bars where it's you drink on one side and then you go in a little cage and throw your axe or your hatchet or whatever.
Oh shit, do they make you do a breathalyzer? Like, if you are over a certain limit, we are not handing you an axe.
They only let you do it once you're drunk. You can't do it sober. I'm just kidding. I've never done it. It just does not appeal to me.
Oh, really? Man, I want to.
With my luck, I would throw it and it would come back and smack me in the face. I got enough problems with my face.
Oh, your face is lovely, but I don't want to see a hatchet in it.
No, that would not be the way to go for me.
So that's what he does. One, he throws hatchets as if he were a modern day hipster. I don't know.
He has to be drinking a double IPA.
A flannel shirt, weird mustache. Or two, this is the second MO that he might have. He might kill you, clean up your corpse, take out, you know, the organs and stuff, and string you up on the bridge for everybody to see.
I don't know which one I like more. I feel like I have a better chance with hatchets being thrown at me, but,
I agree, you do probably have a better chance with that because I don't know if one leads to the other.
It might.
That's a good point. He might chase somebody with hatchets, and if he happens to catch him and kill him, then he'll string him up. I don't know. That just makes sense.
I mean, yeah. Logically.
Logically, yeah. Because that's all urban legends are about is logic.
Pure logic, in fact.
Yeah. Now, with the stringing up of the dead body, it was likened to as if a hunter had killed a rabbit and hung it up. And so part of that part of the legend is that somebody was out in the woods, they would hunt rabbits for food, you know, and leave the bodies strung up to dry out before eating them. And then kids would see that, they'd start making fun of the guy, maybe throwing rocks at him. And eventually he killed them and hung their bodies up too.
Oh shit, don't make fun of Bunny Man.
He doesn't have a sense of humor.
Mm-mm, you should probably call him Rabbit Gentleman.
Sir Rabbit.
Sir Rabbit Gentleman.
Of the woods. So there are some origin stories here though, like actual origin stories of why people started with this legend. It's actually pretty fascinating. So let's dive into that. As you can tell, there's already a couple different versions of this bunny man, like of what he does to people. Well, one Virginian wanted to find out the truth of where this legend came from and, you know, what's the basis for it. Straight from the bunny's mouth, as some would say. And that man who wanted to figure it out is Brian Conley. He is a librarian in Fairfax County. So he has access to all kinds of resources. And after digging in the library's archives, he found a real bunny man incident. In October 1970, there were two actual bunny man encounters, and it was written about in the newspaper. The first one happened October 22nd, 1970. There was a couple parked on Guinea Road in Fairfax County. They were, you know, probably playing Scrabble or discussing philosophy. I'm sure that's what couples do when they go park in the middle of nowhere.
He was giving her one of those hot beef injections.
Yum, yum. And so while they're there parked, from out of the night, they heard someone screaming at them about trespassing. Don't trespass on my land, you fucking kids, basically. An instant later, after the screaming, the window of their car broke and they saw the man who broke their window standing nearby. The boyfriend later would describe this man as being in a bunny suit completed with big old floppy ears on top. After breaking their window, the bunny man skipped away into the night.
Did he have like a little Easter basket and he was just like skipping along the trail?
With hatchets in the basket?
Yeah. There goes Peter Murdertail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity murder's on its way.
Yay! Oh, wait. That's not good.
It's all good. They were trespassing.
Bitches. They were trespassing. Get off my land.
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds just like Bunny Man.
I thought so.
And the couple left. They sped away and they were just didn't know what to think of it. Now, the second, what I didn't mention is that they found a hatchet inside their car and they assume that's what he threw to break their window. Now, the second incident happened not too long later, so that was the 22nd. This is October 30th of the same year. A man in a bunny costume was seen outside, I believe it was the middle of the day, at a house under construction. He had a hatchet, just like the other guy, and he was using it to hack away at the supporting beams to the house. When approached by a security guard, and the security guard worked for the construction company, the bunny man started mouthing off about how everyone is always trespassing around here. It's like, you're trespassing actually right now, sir. But the rabbit man, the security guard was like, hey, you got to get out of here. The rabbit man threatened to bust the security guard's head, which isn't very nice. And the security guard probably didn't like that. So he went back to his car to get his handgun. But as soon as he left and was like getting his handgun, the bunny man left, took his axe and ran off.
Out of here.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, I don't, probably cannot fulfill on that threat. So
hop, 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 hop.
Yeah, there goes the bunny man hopping down the bunny fan.
Nice try.
True. So that's it. That's really the only two sightings that happened in Fairfax County of the bunny man that was reported on in the paper. There were never any more official sightings of the man, but since everyone was like, who the fuck is this guy? Is he dangerous? Is he going to come after people? It just kind of spread in the county and there was rumors and, you know, oral tradition of stories tends to be like a game of telephone where people hear what they want to hear and then spread it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's how the urban legend was born of, you know, he was at that bridge and he'll kill you if you go there on Halloween night and he'll string up your body like, you know, he's eating rabbits out there and stuff. It's like all these quote unquote cool stories come about and got attached to Bunny Man, but really he was just kind of a weird guy living in the forest in a bunny suit and may not have moved on. Like if he took off his bunny suit, no one would have recognized him. So he might have just been like a local transient that everyone knew, just didn't realize he was Bunny Man. Pretty interesting. You might be asking yourself, haven't I seen this in a movie somewhere?
Paige, haven't I seen this in a movie somewhere?
Lisa, I'm so glad you asked. You may have. I have. There is a movie called Donnie Darko. Have you seen it?
Actually, I haven't. I've always like seen memes and like references to it, but I've actually never seen it. But I know there's like a bunny dude.
There you go. That's all you need to know. There's a bunny dude.
Bunny dude.
I've seen it only recently, actually. And I'm same as you. Like I've been seeing that movie around for a long time. Like I've known people who worship that movie and think it's like the greatest movie of all time.
What did you think?
I thought it was good. It was fun. I mean, fun in the sense of you don't know what's going to happen next. It's very trippy.
It was entertaining enough?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. It held my attention the whole time. So I would recommend watching it.
Okay, we'll do. We'll do.
I don't know where you can find it right now. I don't know if it's on Netflix or anything, but there is a guy in a bunny suit. So I was like, I wonder if it's based on the Bunny Man urban legend. Well, I looked it up and the movie isn't necessarily based on the legend, but it takes place in a fictional town in Virginia. So it's not based on it either. So it's like kind of in between.
Okay. That's cool. So when I was researching and writing all this down, a part of the legend was that there was like a bus of insane asylum patients being transported to a new hospital and the bus crashes and they all like escape and they all get caught except for one. And they go looking for the guy and they find like a trail of like dead mutilated bunnies that have been like half eaten.
Oh, gross.
And then the teenagers go and they're canoodling in the car and a hatchet gets thrown at them and they see a man like in bunny furs and he even has like a bunny hat with like floppy ears from dead bunnies.
Ooh, oh god. That's so much more gruesome than a dollar store bunny suit.
Yeah. That's what I read. But then there was like the true stories that you mentioned where there was actual like factuals. But I was partial to the legend.
Oh, I agree. The legend is so much more interesting than the origin. The origin's kind of dull compared to it.
Maybe the true origin. Mine had like crazy people, so... No offense to crazy people.
I think I read that too. And it was like the bus went over that particular bridge. And
something like that. It crashed like around that area. Yeah.
And it's, what is it called? The Clifton. Oh, it's outside of Clifton, Virginia. It's the Colchester Overpass that I think.
Nicknamed the Bunny Bridge or the Bunny Man Bridge.
Yeah, the Bunny Man Bridge. Because people still go there looking for Bunny Man.
Yeah. Brave, brave souls.
Totally brave. They probably go there and make out and get high and drink.
It'd be really cool if they did some like neat graffiti. It actually looks really clean in these pictures. I'm kind of surprised there's no graffiti that I can see, but it would be kind of cool if you found some like cool bunny graffiti. I'm not condoning going out and defacing property.
Don't go do any vandalism based on what we tell you to do.
Yeah, but... don't listen to us at all. Let's be honest.
Right. This is an entertainment podcast. Any advice that we give is purely entertainment purposes.
Purely.
Anything you decide to do is on you.
Don't involve us.
I've absolved us, Lisa. We're okay now.
Thank you. Thank you.
But there's also another movie. It's called Bunny Man, and it was made in like 2007 or something. It looks dumb. It looks like a B movie, and
I'm sure it's a C movie.
F plus.
Wow. Glowing recommendation.
I know, right? But that's it. That's what we got.
Sweet.
Yep. There's the Virginias. Done in one blow. Done in one blow.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yep. Yep. And that's Virginia and West Virginia. All done for today. Thank you for listening, darling dolls. Be sure to check us out on Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast. You can tweet us on the Twitter at Near Death Dolls. And if you want us to cover an urban legend from your state, like if you have any suggestions for urban legends, please send us an email at neardeathdolls@gmail.com with urban legend in the subject line.
That's right. And if you like what you heard, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If that's where you're listening to us, I've been trying to get in the habit of leaving reviews for podcasts that I listen to because I know how important it is and how it can seriously like make the podcaster's day. You can also help get our podcast out there by sharing screenshots of whatever episode you're listening to and tagging us. Doll faces, keep on being amazing, and also happy Thanksgiving to our U.S. listeners.
Oh, is it Thanksgiving? Ha ha, it's Thanksgiving.
Today is Thanksgiving. We're recording this a couple days early, but Thanksgiving is just around the corner. So till next time, dolls. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all the turkey and mashed potatoes and rolls, cranberry sauce. Now I'm hungry.
Sweet potato casserole with the crispy marshmallows. Oh, that's all I want to eat. That's all I want to eat. Don't want to eat anything else.
Oh my god, I want that too. That sounds great. Green bean casserole. Okay, now I'm just hungry.
I feel like you just marshmallowed your sweet potatoes.
I'll do that today and I'll do it on Thanksgiving too.
Well, with that, goodbye.
Bye everybody.
Goodbye. A special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.